Good morning, Anger of Christ International Ministries. Good morning, viewers all over the world. What a blessed day, another day given to us by our Lord Jesus Christ to share the word. The word is power. The word is the supernatural power of God to unlock doors, to destroy evil altars, and to transform and change our lives. This morning, I want to read with you the word of God from Genesis chapter 21, from verse 1 to 7. This is the story, an incident that happened in the Bible time, the Sarah issue. Verse 1, the Lord came back to visit Sarah, as he said he would, and he kept his promise to her. So we can see that God had visited Sarah in Genesis chapter 15, telling Abraham that he will be the father of many nations, and that he must call his wife Sarah instead of Sarai. Verse 2, at exact the time God said it would happen, Sarah became pregnant and gave birth to a son for Abraham in his old age. Verse 3, Abraham named his son Isaac. Abraham did what God commanded and circumcised Isaac when he was 8 days old. Verse 5, Abraham was 100 years old when his son Isaac was born. Verse 6, Sarah said, God has made me happy, and everyone who hears about this will be happy with me. No one thought that I, Sarah, would be able to have Abraham's child, but I've given Abraham a son, even though he is old. May God bless the reading of his word. Father, thank you for your word. This is a miracle. I want to talk to somebody who doesn't believe in miracles, that God is a miracle working God. God is able to do things that are impossible in our lives, in every area of your life. He's a miracle working God in your finances. He's a miracle working God in your health. He's a miracle working God in your relationships. God visited Abraham when he was in his old age, when his body was pronounced according to health aspects. They would say, 100-year-old man will never be able to give birth. Sarah was old as well, 80-something years old. And God visited Sarah when she was in her old age to be able to conceive. I believe in miracles. And God is a miracle working God. This is an issue of Sarah. Sarai, her name being changed to Sarah, the mother of many nations. This is a story of a couple that were married, happily married. In the Bible, we can see that Sarai was very beautiful. She was so beautiful that even the Pharaoh, King Pharaoh, when he saw her, desired to take her as a wife. She was so beautiful that even Abraham himself would never be used to her, not to be able to see how beautiful she was. A married couple expecting to have children. And the year went by, and another year went by, and another year went by, and another year went by. They expected until they stopped expecting. Until one day the wife said, I have seen that I'm barren. I'll never be able to conceive. And she said to her husband, take Hagar, my slave maid, and make her wife. And Abraham conceived with that woman a son called Ishmael. But even though God still visited and said, Abraham, I'm a miracle working God. My word, when it is released, it does not come back without performing that which is supposed to perform. I am whom I am. What I say remains standing. I am a God of Israel. I do not change. And he said to Abraham in his old age, about next day this time I'll visit you and you will have a son. I'm talking of something that is impossible today. I want you to look at your life and look at something that is very impossible. Something that you have been doing for years and you could not achieve anything. Something you have been expecting to achieve, something you've been expecting to acquire, something you have been expecting to receive, to do, to manifest in your life that you have been waiting for so many years. I am talking about something that has been tormenting your family for generations to generations. I'm talking about a problem that has been there in your family for generations. I'm talking about altars that have been putting pressure, tormenting you, binding and destroying, bringing setbacks and cycles of hardships. I am talking about a problem that seems to you like a mountain. Something that you cannot be able to change or move. I am talking about something that you have already forgotten and ignored. Something that you have taken as normal in your life. That you have to look up to heavens. We have a God who is seated on the throne high. We have a wonderful miracle working God. I know him. He transformed and changed my life. I know him. He's a miracle working God that when he visits you, he will leave you in tears of joy. God visited Abraham and he told him that by next year, this time, you will surely have a son. Sarah laughed, but God performed according to what he had said. I am seeing the old couple looking at each other, saying, did you hear clearly? Abraham said, I heard clearly. Sarai, did you hear clearly? And she said, yes, I heard them clearly. And they looked up to heaven at night and said, but I remember what God said to me, that my sons and my daughters shall be like the stars that we are looking at today. I can see him going to the seashore, looking at the sand. And he said, but I know this God. He once said, my sons will be like the sand of the sea. And I can hear Sarah saying to her husband, my husband, what are we waiting for? We have to celebrate. We have to have faith. Give me the seed so that I can have a child for you. Give me the seed. I can see Abraham looking at his wife in the eyes and said, yes, I believe. I know this God, God of our forefathers. And when she received the seed from the husband, when the seed entered her womb, there was so much power and anointing upon the seed. The seed, when it entered Sarah's womb, the womb that was barren, the womb that was dead, the womb that was being carried by an old body, weak, unable to conceive body, transformed the womb, changed the womb to be normal, like a 21-year-old woman. Destroyed the powers of barrenness. Delivered the womb from barrenness. renewed the womb to a 16-year-old woman, transformed the body to a 21-year-old woman that is capable of carrying the body, capable to carry the child for 9 months. A miracle working God. The seed transformed the body of an old woman to be a healthy body like a 25-year-old woman, able to carry the child. A miracle working God. The seed made sure that from Abraham, when the seed came, it transformed his whole body to be able to live longer and enjoy life with his son. When it ended, Sarah transformed the body of Sarah and added more years for her to be able to live longer, to enjoy the son. This is a miracle, a miracle working God. If the seed of Abraham gets anointed by the word spoken by God that penetrated through the ear gate received the word. Faith activated the power of God, and the seed became a weapon to bring down the age of a human being, to deliver barrenness from a womb, to renew the womb, to renew the body. What a miracle working God. She carried 9 months. She delivered, not with operation. There are no records of operation. There are no records of BPs. There are no records of complications. She gave birth normally. Even at old age, the son was healthy, full of wisdom and understanding, with the fear of God. A miracle, a miracle, a miracle. Today I want to prophesy into your life. As I am here in the arena of liberty by this altar, I am praying for you this morning. I know what you are going through. Many of us are going through many challenges. God knows what you're going through. God knows the delays that you've been facing. God knows the rejections that you have been facing. God knows the financial problems that you are facing. God knows the pain you are feeling in your body, the challenges that you have in your health. God knows. Our father, Prophet T.B. Joshua, said, nothing can hide from the presence of God. Child of God, I say today, raise your faith like Abraham. God is about to release something into your life. There's one thing that I want you to take note of: the power in a seed. The seed that Abraham, who represents God, who represents Jesus, the power of the seed that came from him transformed the body of the old woman, delivered the barrenness from this woman, renewed the womb. The power of the seed, the power of the word. Psalms 107 verse 20, he says, he sent forth his word, he healed them and delivered them. Abraham sent forth the word, sent forth the power of the seed. She was renewed. She was delivered from barrenness. Her womb was delivered. She conceived. The power of the word will deliver you. Have faith in God's word this morning as I pray for you. Have faith in God this morning as I declare and decree new seasons and new blessings upon your life. As I declare and decree your healing and open doors, I want you to have faith. We are serving a God of miracles, God who does the impossibles. Is there anything too hard for God? He asked Abraham and Sarah. Surely in their old age, as God promised, they conceived. I can feel the presence of God in your house, in your car, in your office. I can feel the presence of God where you are right now. You are pregnant of God's blessings. There is an Isaac that is deposited in your life. He is kicking in your womb. I can feel him kicking. He's a healthy baby bouncing in your womb. You are about to conceive. You are about to conceive. It is a time for you to conceive. The Lord's about to do something. Trust in his word. Hold on to his promises. Hold on to his promises. Trust in God. He will surely deliver you from any bondage of evil. Just like as Sarah was delivered from barrenness, just as Sarah's womb was renewed, I can see your deliverance. I can see God renewing your health, renewing your calling, renewing your business, renewing your health, renewing your relationships, renewing your finances. There's something God is about to do. This is the season of miracles. A miracle working God. He's ready for you to have faith in his word. Allow the seed to be planted into your heart. Allow the seed to be planted into your spirit to transform your life, to deliver you from powers of evil, altars of darkness. Ora shikabada. Today I can heal. God is here. He's here with you. God is there. He's ready to change your story. God is ready to transform your life. God is ready to heal your body. God is ready to do something new in your life. I prophesy a new season. I prophesy an Isaac upon your life. I prophesy generations and generations of blessings that God is releasing upon your life. I prophesy God is about to transform your life and make you a general for your generations. You shall not die a premature death. You shall surely live. You will never die in poverty. You will live long. The Lord is about to do something that have never been seen in your life by the power and the blood of Jesus. God is ready to transform your life. God is ready to change your story. God is ready to heal your body. God is ready to transform your business. God is ready to do extraordinary things, miracles, something that is above your ability, something you have never dreamt of or thought of. This morning, as I raise my hands from this altar, I want you to receive your miracle. I want you to receive your breakthrough. I want you to receive the supernatural power of the seed to heal you, to deliver you. You who is on the sick bed, I'm here to prophesy healing. You who is in the hospital, I prophesy healing. You who is barren, I prophesy fruitfulness. You who is sick, you who is poor, I prophesy the wealth, the riches of heavens. You who is being rejected, I prophesy a turnaround in your life. There is a miracle, a miracle, a miracle. You will finish that house. You will finish that project. You will do that business. You will receive that visa. You will get that job. You will enter that marriage. You will receive things that you have never expected to receive. As I pray, touch your heart this morning. Say, help me, Lord, to overcome my unbelief. By faith, you activate the power of the word, the supernatural power of the seed, and you will be pregnant with the blessings. You will give birth to an Isaac type of a miracle, an Isaac type of a blessing. Father, I thank you this morning, this listener listening to this audio. Lord, I feel the presence and the power of the anointing that is flowing right now at the sound of my voice. May you enter into their lives, Lord. Deliver this person. Deliver them from the bondage of evil. Deliver them, my Father, from powers of hell, altars of darkness. The power of the word, the power of the seed, may it make them, my Father, to feel, to receive things that they've never thought of. The pregnancy they have right now, the blessings that are in them, Lord, let them give back to those blessings. Let them give them to the Isaac type of breakthroughs into their lives. Miracles, 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 miracles. I prophesy miracles upon their children, miracles upon their wives, miracle upon their husbands, miracle upon their businesses, miracle at their workplaces, miracle upon their health. Father, I prophesy a new dawn, a miracle, a miracle, a miracle. Father, I thank you for this season where you are destroying altars of evil. This season where you are changing our lives, the way you change the health of Sarah and Abraham, change our lives, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for hearing my prayer and releasing a supernatural blessing, a testimony, a miracle type of a blessing upon their lives. In Jesus' mighty name, I have prayed. May God bless you this morning. May God change your life. May I hear a testimony from you. A miracle is coming your way. Believe in me. Believe me. A miracle is coming your way. Blessed be the name of the Lord, for he is a faithful God. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Start to celebrate. The Lord is faithful. Everything that I declared in the past by faith, I saw it happening. There are miracles that God is about to release upon your life. May God bless you this week as we meet on Sunday. Meditate on the word of God and believe in the word of God, the seed that will change your life. Thank you, Jesus. From Prophet Desai Dichawuke, the senior pastor of the Anger of Christ the National Ministries in Bulawayo in Zimbabwe. May God bless you. For prayer line, you can call me on +263 77882 7953. And God will surely bless you as I prophesy and declare a new dawn upon your life. We have an anointed items that are there by the office. The word of God has been spoken on the new dawn anointing oil. We have so many things that you can meditate on the word of God while you are meditating with your hand. God bless you. Be under heaven control till we meet again on Sunday in Jesus' mighty name. Don't miss Sunday. Don't miss Sunday. It is a blessed Sunday. God bless you. Amen.